100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, even though it kind of feels like it some days. Oh, man. This diet and the plant-based diet and the... I could go for a cheeseburger. Anyway, the topic of the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is a pick two. It's not just one topic, it's a bunch of topics. Mask, pinprick, out of sync, grapes, rose, drive, print, darling, and terminal. We got a whole bunch of stories. I'm not going to bore you with all sorts of blah, 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 and ranting and raving. Instead, we're going to get right to the stories. So here we go.
A Lady's Regret by John DeCleese. She was beautiful in her mask, covered in roses, but it was the pinprick of a rose thorn, given to her unknowing by her darling prince, that delivered the poison that put her in this terminal condition. The print on the page of her book went blurry as her weakened eyes went out of sync. She knew she could not drive her little trap through the fields of grapes to his chateau as she had planned. She had dressed as the specter of the rose to surprise him. He made such fine rose wine. But she had made fine enemies.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 664 with the prompt of pick two. Here's my story. Shouting a different word had no effect. The thought was what mattered, and Bilbert rose from the ground. He leaned forward and pumped his legs as if he was running to mask the fact that his feet were not touching the ground. Linoleum Amanda was too perceptive and shouted, "Stop!" as he sped past her. She ran to where Bilbert hovered, his feet inches above the ground. Linoleum Amanda jumped onto his broom, wrapped her arms around his chest, and said, "You can't trick a girl who believes in magic. Let's go." They shot up, over the house, and down the drive. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. It's the little things that matter the most. Even the smallest of things, the most inconspicuous, infinitesimal, and insignificant occurrences in life, can have devastating outcomes. Take that pinprick, for example. The one you barely felt and almost instantly put out of your mind, dismissing it as nothing much at all. You really shouldn't ignore it. And if you understood the dire consequences of inaction, I can guarantee you wouldn't be quite so dismissive. There are all sorts of nasty things that can be delivered by means of a hypodermic needle. And, in your case, I'm afraid that it's terminal.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. We are at the end of another month, and I have chosen Darling Terminal, and I called my story Darling Terminal. See, how original is that? And here's my story. She checked her ticket for the 10th time. Stop it. Yes, you have it. She wanted to start a new life without any recollections of the past. The monitors showed line after line, sometimes too quickly for her to read. Good thing they also used the artificial voice system blaring out information. The flights went out one after the other. And then the system had a burnout moment. Her flight was called out, but to a different destination. She didn't care. That was her best decision ever. Many years later, she still remembered how he looked standing at the terminal. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tura Brazino here, and for this week's pick two, I've chosen Terminal and Drive. The train departs from Central, a triple expansion iron colossus drawing a line of three-story carriages on a double railway track. When it reaches Mittenwijk, it has reduced to a single-track engine, racing as if to compensate with speed for its former magnificence. At last, the conductor announces, Terminal, Endstation. Tout changer, alles overstappen. Here, the train is a poor thing of more smoke than steam. For a terminal, the steam engine has only just been invented. You may hire a carter to drive onwards, but tourists mostly sightsee around the neighbourhood, then take the train back to the present day.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 644, and it's a pick two. My story is called The Faces of Intolerance. When masked Antifa thugs smash windows, taunt cops, and assault others, they feel smug and act invincible. Unmask them, however, and the swagger turns to sour grapes about how losing their anonymity is unfair. Take a good look at those faces. They're the brown shirts of the political left, uneducated and gullible, the ground troops of an ideological war that others run for money and power. The puppet masters in the media and political offices pronounce that country borders are racist, that police are racist, that conservatives are racist. This justifies assaults on those who don't share the group's extreme philosophy. When arrested and unmasked, however, their anger turns to confusion. They failed to understand the consequences of accepting lies as truth. And with that little screed out of me, I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everyone. Richard here. This week's topic, pick two, I completely forgot about it. And so that's what's inspired this week's story, which is called Undated. The older I get, the more chaotic my life becomes. There's nothing wrong with my body clock. I know perfectly well when it's time to sleep, eat, and deal with the other necessities of life. My faculties haven't faded quite that much. However, my body calendar is a different matter altogether. It's completely out of sync with reality. I've no idea what day it is. I get confused about when to put the rubbish out. And, to my shame, I never know my wife's birthday. She, of course, complains like hell. But it's really just sour grapes. There you go. I shall go away now and probably get a diary or something. Until then, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called... Wait, doesn't have a name. Okay. They'd been all but forgotten by the young queen and her prince. Of course, they attended the grand wedding. Each had been given a golden pick during the reception, but that was long ago. One by one, as each of the original seven had passed on, a black velvet cover was placed over the axe head. Happy, the number two dwarf, was gone. When word reached Snow White, she made her way back to the humble home of her youth. Since no one was left to cover the pick, it fell to the queen to place the velvet cover over pick two. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
They took me to a room. Rose was there with a mask over her whole face to help her with her breathing. The diagnosis was terminal. Day after day, I came to see her and bring her fresh flowers. But she was fading, and one day, she was gone. So, Mr. Melvin, what arrangements do you have planned for Betty? Melvin? My name is Smith. And this is Rose, isn't it? They took off the mask. Not Rose. I think there's been a mistake. Didn't they tell you? The hospital's attorneys worked quickly to find where they sent Rose.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on, well, a whole list of topics. I don't want to go through the whole pick two thing. It's already over. You don't need to do it again. Unless you're running a little late this morning or week or month or year and you want to participate in it again, then go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, look at the weekly challenge and say, yeah, I could do those topics and send it in late. And I'll put it up on the story feed. Okay, I just totally tripped over my tongue there. I will put it up on the feed in a separate post. Did I get that right? Yeah, I did. I'm not reading from a script. I'm just pulling this shit out of my ass. It's been over 600 times since I've done this. I should be able to do it right from memory. By the way, let me tell you about my memory. So the next topic is when. So if you're not obsessed on the past and you're looking for the future, well, it'll be the present and the past soon enough. The next topic is when. Come on, send in the story. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Click on Weekly Challenge, and you will see the instructions. How do you do this? Until you do it, until next week, thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.